As Halloween approached, Mark McLemore asked me if I knew a librarian in Tucson who collects ghost stories. I told him I didn't know the person he was searching for, but offered to help him find them. While searching the internet for this librarian, I came across a collection of articles on the Pima County Public Library's website. They are called the Librarian Files. One article that caught my attention is called Ghosts in Tucson. It's a list of about 30 locations across Pima County where ghosts have allegedly been sighted. I got in touch with Sarah Hayden, the librarian who oversees the files, in hopes of learning more about the ghost list.
The Librarian Files are, right now, they're actually an electronic resource available through our library website. But what they began as a long time ago is actually a collection of paper files. They were made up of things that our staff members found in the course of answering our community's questions. The idea is sort of like, think of, you know, your grandma's recipe box, but with more news articles.
Sarah said she doesn't know who originally created the Ghosts in Tucson entry.
This is a list that I inherited that had been put in the Librarian Files some time ago. Basically, it's a list of places that we've heard in the Pima County area where people have reported hauntings or ghost sightings. We're actually in the process right now of editing our librarian files to make sure that we have verifiable and authoritative information for all of them. This is a file that we haven't had the chance to edit yet, so we cannot vouch for, you know, the information on that page.
I decided to check out one of the locations on the list. David Slutz, the entertainment director for Hotel Congress, took me on a tour of some of the haunted rooms in the almost century-old hotel.
We rent room 242. It's the last room we rent because it still has that, shining vibe to it. Some woman came to sort of an untimely end there and it seems to have inhabited the room ever since. In fact, our maids have, without even telling us, put a lot of religious iconography in the room just to sort of dim the spirits, the bad spirits that she brings into that room. But we still rent the room. People love to do it because it is the ghostiest room of all. We also have Vince, who came off the train in 1965 and checked into room 220 and stayed there until 2001, where he passed away. Well, Vince was part of this building. He was an old curmudgeon, and I knew Vince. And about a year and a half after he passed away, the maids are coming to me, David, Vince is bothering us again, because he always never got along with the maids. He'd always go down to the restaurant, get his little bagel plate and his little butter knife, and always leave it in the room. And say, Vince, you have to bust your own stuff. Well, a year and a half after he passed away, the butter knife and the bagel plate started reappearing in the room. And the maids were really mad at Vince for, after passing away, still bothering them. True story.
And there's Tiger.
Tiger, do you have any ghost stories?
Ghost stories? I've just seen them on the wall, but they all disappeared 2 years ago. They all went back upstairs. Yeah, they were on the walls. They didn't want to drink, so I guess they went upstairs where all the action was. They don't bother me.
Some of the other locations on the list include Colossal Cave, where the ghost of Frank Schmidt supposedly haunts the cave. The Pioneer Hotel, where the screams of people who were killed in a fire are reportedly heard. And even the Modern Languages Building, where our station is on the University of Arizona campus. The apparition of a woman in a white dress allegedly haunts the building, but I haven't seen her. Sarah said the Ghosts in Tucson file might not be around for much longer if the library can't confirm the information.
If we are able to find, you know, an authoritative and verifiable source, it is more likely that that information would remain in the file. Otherwise, we would have to remove it because we're pretty dedicated to, you know, presenting our community with good information that we can point to a source for.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Laura Palmisano.